إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is something that we should not even need encouragement to do. To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an option, it is an absolutely essential thing, because that is the one who we worship. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without partners, without any associates, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us, to accept our worship of Him, because only He is worthy of worship. My brothers and sisters, when we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's the best way to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through His description, because nobody describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than He described Himself. The most glorious and magnificent words of the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu are the words that He jalla jalaluhu used for Himself. So therefore it is very important for us to read and understand the Quran so that we can understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself and allow the glory and majesty and noor and barakah of those words to enter our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He described Himself and before He introduced Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, told us what He told, gave us a meter, He gave us a way of measuring whether or not we are connected to Him. He gave us a way of measuring the effect of connecting to Him on our hearts, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصدعا خاشيا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if this Quran were to be sent down on a mountain, this mountain would humble itself and would turn to dust with the khashyat of Allah, with the fear of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The mountain would humble itself and would come crumble to dust. My brothers and sisters, the key thing to ask ourselves is, what happens to our hearts? What happens to those mountains which are in our chests, which nothing seems to move, nothing seems to change, nothing seems to affect? How are we going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment if we are asked, what happened to your heart when my kalam was recited before you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place, in Suratul Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the effect on the heart. He described the change that must happen in the heart as a condition of iman, as a sign of the believer, where he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the mu'mineen, the believers, are those whose hearts shiver with the fear and the glory and the majesty and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu when His name is mentioned before them. Now, and وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited before them, then their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have faith and they have tawakkul and they have reliance on their Rabb, Rabbul Alameen. The point is that the reliance on Rabbul Alameen, the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a natural outcome of the change that happens in the heart. The one whose heart is left unmoved cannot rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the one whose heart is changed by the mention of Allah, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mention of His name, only that person can rely and have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, responding to the words of glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a precondition of connecting with Allah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Quran what is the change that must happen in our hearts, that our hearts must submit to Him, our hearts must bow down and go into sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart of the Muslim is always in a state of sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of sujood. It's not only the physical sujood, but it is the heart which must always be in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When this happens, and then the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited, and then that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself in the same surah in the ayat after that, where He said, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself by means of his glorious attributes, by means of his glorious sifat. I encourage you to go and read the translation. I encourage you to try to understand that in Arabic itself by learning the language, because there is nothing more powerful than the language in which it is recited. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed in Arabic, and the true power of the kalam can be felt only and only in Arabic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to his glory and majesty, and to fill your hearts with his noor, and to fill your lives with his barakah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us completely and totally obedient to him, because to him is our return. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.